Good morning, everybody. Today we launch Operation Restoring Justice. And as far as the people of this country is concerned, frankly, these measures can't come soon enough. As you know, we've been running over the course of the last 6 weeks our very successful crime campaign. It's seen us rise further in the polls. It's seen great new recruits, Vanessa Frake and Colin Sutton, joining our party. And today is the last instalment of that campaign ahead of our party conference in Birmingham on the 5th and 6th of September. Today we're going to talk about illegal immigration, in particular the boat crossings, but there's more, of course, to the story than that. And perhaps it's appropriate that we're here this morning after yesterday, the scenes in Dover that took place as 650 people arrived. 650 people yesterday arrived into Dover. And last I heard this morning, there are many more boats on the way today. That will take us up to about 52,000 people since this Prime Minister and this government came into power. The mood in the country around this issue is a mix between total despair and rising anger. And I would say this, that without action, without somehow the contract between the government and the people being renewed, without some trust coming back, then I fear deeply that that anger will grow. In fact, I think there is now, as a result of this, a genuine threat to public order. And that is the very last thing that we want. And I've been saying, of course, for a long time that it's a growing threat to our national security. And we've seen just recently some arrests made of people that came by boat, and they are suspected of being involved in some form of terrorism. Huge numbers of undocumented young males who throw their passports and iPhone into the English Channel when they get to the 12-mile line, something that I've been out and filmed. These huge numbers of people do constitute a threat. And I suppose the growing anger in the country over the course of the last few weeks is a cultural one, in the sense that many of these young men come from countries in which women aren't even second-class citizens. And frankly, the public have now just had enough. And what began as a protest of mothers and concerned citizens outside the Bell Hotel in Epping has now spread right across the country. And all of it really poses one big fundamental question. Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of women and children being safe on our streets? Or are you on the side of outdated international treaties backed up by a series of dubious courts? The Channel crisis began with a trickle of dinghies in 2018. The numbers in 2018 and 19 were very small indeed. But I began to realise in early 2020 that virtually nobody that came via this route was being deported. They would have been, even in Tony Blair's government time. If you'd done that, you would have been deported, no question about it. And so in early 2020, I repeatedly went out into the English Channel, filming what was going on, saying you may as well put a sign on the White Cliffs of Dover saying everyone welcome. And unless we start deporting people, I predicted this would turn into, and yes, I use the word, invasion. But 180,000 people later, what other word could possibly describe what has been going on? It is an invasion as these young men illegally break into our country. Well, I did my best in 2020. I warned everybody. I said, unless we deport, the crisis will worsen considerably. But I'm afraid that the Conservative government for the first few years, did literally nothing. Literally nothing. And then belatedly, they put in place a Rwanda plan, they put in place legislation, but none of it could work because they hadn't got the courage to face up to the legal obstacles that made sure, despite spending huge amounts of money on these plans, that nothing was actually going to happen. Rishi's Stop the Boats was a total failure, and frankly, anything that party or people who were ministers at the time in that government have to say, we've got to take with a very, very large pinch of salt. And then, of course, we had Keir Starmer, the lawyer, the man whose second speech as Prime Minister in the House of Commons was where he outlined his love for the European Court of Human Rights, a party, many of whom have done very well out of the human rights industry. Smash the gangs was never, ever going to work. And even as we speak, despite the £800 million we've given the French, even as we speak, there are French naval vessels escorting these boats across to a 12-mile line where they'll be picked up by Border Force or our volunteers for the RNLI if it's a busy day and Border Force simply can't cope. And now what happens is the French give them all life jackets. And when they're picked up by Border Force give the life jackets back to the French so they can reuse them on the next journey. I mean, we're literally witnessing two governments colluding in their support of criminal activity. Well, this issue has become a scourge of modern Britain. Just think about the hotels. Think about the houses of multiple occupancy. And not just the cost of it, but think how unfair that is. Unfair to the 1.3 million British people currently on the social housing list. Unfair to those who have legally made their way into the United Kingdom. It's unfair. And the cost, frankly, is eye-watering. Official figures show the whole thing costs about £7 billion a year, but that doesn't account for the massive scale of operations in the English Channel every day. It doesn't account for the amount of police time and court time that is taken up with crimes that are committed by those who frankly shouldn't be here and have come illegally. Our proposals will save, over the course of the next decades, tens and possibly even hundreds of billions of pounds. By the end of a first parliament, we will have saved a huge amount of money. I understand the public have had enough of this, but here's what we have to do to make Operation Restoring Justice actually work. We have to leave the ECHR, no ifs, no buts. It may have been a good idea 80 years ago. Frankly, it isn't today. We have to repeal the Human Rights Act of 1998, brought in by a Blair government, many of whose families seem to do rather well off the back of it. We will, for a five-year period, disapply the 1951 Refugee Convention and any other barriers that can be used by lawyers in this country to prevent deportations, to prevent the right thing from happening. We'll create a legal duty for the Home Secretary to remove those that come illegally. And crucially, we will detain all illegal migrants who come, and we will do so immediately. The only way we will stop the boats is by detaining and deporting absolutely anyone that comes via that route. And if we do that, the boats will stop coming within days, because there will be no incentive to pay a trafficker to get into this country. If you come to the UK illegally, you will be detained and deported and never, ever allowed to stay. Period. That is our big message from today. And we're the first party to put out plans that could actually make that work. We will stop the boats from coming. There'll be no more incentive to pay traffickers. Public trust will be restored. And we genuinely are the only party that can be trusted on this. I am the only party leader that has been clear and consistent on this issue over the course of the last 5 years. And I have a feeling that what we're doing today with Operation Restoring Justice is going to be very popular in the wider country indeed.
You've said that you're going to detain anyone who arrives via small boats. Will that apply to women and girls? And what about unaccompanied children? Will they remain in Britain while their parents are turfed out? And then you said you would leave the UN Torture Convention. Australia and the US haven't done this. Are you comfortable of the risk of people being killed or tortured if they're sent back to their country of origin? And will pulling out of these international treaties lose UK credibility on the international stage?
Well, we're talking about disapplying for up to 5 years a variety of conventions that do need broader debate and certainly at a UN level need reform and change. As far as the ECHR is concerned, we're very much of the view that it's a body that they say is separate from the European Union, but, you know, I could walk from my office in Strasbourg straight into the European Court of Human Rights. They're joined at the hip. I don't see any prospect, frankly, in the short term, of the ECHR being reformed. Now, you might argue that Germany, who now, of course, have a whole series of deportation flights set up, you might argue that Denmark, which now has a zero asylum policy, you might argue that, well, if those countries can do it, why can't we do it? But, of course, the problem has been our own judiciary. We have to remove the tools from our own judiciary for them to be a barrier to this process. And yes, women and children, everybody on arrival will be detained. And I've accepted already that how we deal with children is a much more complicated and difficult issue. But you know what? The people protesting outside the Bell Hotel and at 30 migrant hotels on Saturday around the country weren't doing it because of the few children coming. They were doing it because over three quarters of those that come are young, undocumented males who come from cultures that are entirely different from ours, who are very unlikely to assimilate into our community, who pose a risk to women and girls, and some of them, I'm afraid, pose a risk to national security. So that's pretty clear, I think, what our priorities are.